This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us. Or there's also the Skype where you can find us, username lrn.fm. And the Discord thing has a call-in line. I might not see you jump in that call-in line as soon as you jump in, so just hang out. We'll get to you. Discord.lrn.fm. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've got a story here from Reason about something that we have been following fairly closely here on Free Talk Live for the last couple of years. And after the recent Carpenter decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, Carpenter being the case name, it did not involve someone nailing trees and wood together. Carpenter, the last name of the person, was a fairly important Fourth Amendment case, and there was a lot of excitement thinking, you know, this might wind up setting some good precedent, and maybe the Supreme Court will wind up hearing the Ross Ulbricht appeal.
Yeah, and Daryl, I mean, maybe I know a lot of people aren't familiar with the name Ross Ulbricht. Ross Ulbricht was the guy who was convicted of running the Silk Road, which was a dark web online marketplace where people sold in an open marketplace a variety of things. So some of those things were, you know, DVDs and things like that, and some of those things were drugs.
Yes.
And some of those things were other things that the government frowns upon.
None of those things were weapons or child pornography.
Right. That was some internal rules that they had, and
right, but it's something that a lot of people, when they hear dark web, oh, so he was selling drugs and no. No, there was no child porn, there were no weapons.
Yeah, but it's important for people to understand that. And in response to basically operating a website, that's what he was doing. He wasn't, I don't believe, a actual buyer or seller. Not saying he didn't buy anything. Was he selling?
From what I have read, there were allegations that he made one of the first sales.
Right.
But other than that, he was the operator of the site.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, arguable whether or not he operated the site the entire time that it was up.
Correct.
Where he alleges that he did not. There's an interview with someone that was using the pseudonym Dread Pirate Roberts, who in that interview with, I believe it was Vice, talked about how he wound up taking over the site from someone previous.
Right.
Now, what I don't understand is, right, people like Ross Ulbricht, for example, obviously he's got to be somewhat smart if he's running this whole operation. He's doing all this stuff. He's a person of, you know, a certain level IQ, I guess.
Yes.
But why were people like him not using their intelligence to, you know, if they believed in what they were doing and they had, like, obviously he has enough of a conscience to where he doesn't want to work with people that are into, like, child pornography and disgusting stuff like that, then why wouldn't he use his intelligence for good in the sense, like, try to change the system as opposed to just doing it on the dark web? Why not be, like, an advocate in, you know, just, I
guess,
use...
Because sometimes you do have to throw it in the state's face. And I think that's a lot of what Ross wanted to do, or if Ross was indeed Dread Pirate Roberts, the operator of the Silk Road. The point of the Silk Road, in his words, were to demonstrate that a bunch of people could come together voluntarily. And keep in mind, like, posts from Dread Pirate Roberts on the Silk Road would reference books by Mises and Rothbard, very well-known libertarian thinkers. So this was a guy who really appears to have understood the ideas of liberty. His thing was, why people are going to do this anyway. And why should people who buy drugs or sell drugs live in fear? Maybe there's a better way we can do this. And, you know,
And one of the major differences of an online marketplace like Silk Road and buying from some guy on the corner is that when you're buying on the Silk Road, you can read reviews of other customers to where they say, this is exactly what this person advertised. Or they say, this was not what the person advertised. If you tell the guy on the street corner, hey, this wasn't what you advertised, chances are, you know, if you're lucky, he punches you in the face.
Right.
If you're not lucky, he shoots you.
Right. And when you implement rating systems and things like that, think of Amazon. When you go to Amazon and you're checking out, you know, the newest toaster oven that you want to buy, what are you going to do? You're going to sort it by ratings. You're going to see which one fits your price prices, and
even then there's so much fraud. There's people that get paid to go leave good reviews on
stuff, there are, which,
even if the product sucks.
But that also means that Amazon came up with the verified purchaser, so you can look at a review and see whether this person actually bought this item and as they say they did.
Something else, and I've been doing this recently when buying things on Amazon, I'll sort by most recent.
Right.
And if there are a bunch of really bad recent reviews or a bunch of really good, and if they're written very badly, and you can, you know, kind of tell the ones that are fake reviews by the way they're written, you sort of discard those and then sort of take an average of what's left.
Right. And there was a lot of hope.
Yes.
There was a lot of hope, and we'll talk a little bit about the penalty here. So you run an illegal website, and people go there and they advertise drugs, and other people come and buy it. What kind of a sentence do you think you would get? You know, compared to, you know, let's say
the people that were convicted of selling drugs on the Silk Road got sentences, I believe, ranging from 10 to 20 years.
Wow. Okay, so the guy who was just running the website, you know, basically the admin who was just pushing the buttons and making sure everything operated correctly, he must have got something less than that, maybe 5 years, Daryl?
No,
maybe.
Come on.
10 years?
He's the one running it all. He's like the mastermind.
Yeah.
That's the way they look at it.
They hit
they
him
do.
With the so-called kingpin charge.
Exactly.
He got
right.
two life sentences plus 40 years. And part of that...
Two life sentences plus 40
and
years.
And part of that is because he was not repentant
and this is in
about
California?
What he did.
Right.
No, his...
What state is he in?
Court hearing was in the Federal District Court in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Judge Catherine Forrest, I forget at what stage, asked him if he was repentant about what he had done, and he was not, and he stands by his libertarian beliefs.
Yeah.
He is the definition of a political prisoner in the United States.
Yeah, so that is certainly an opinion that I think a lot of people of a libertarian mindset take. A lot of people who are hardcore, you know, law and order say, well, good, you got him off the street. Interestingly, the entire effect of the Silk Road going away, did that cause drug usage and sales in the U.S. to go up, down, or stay about the same? That's a trick question.
I know my thoughts after just reading that, like, brief article on one of the breaks about how it costs more to house an inmate in California than a year at Harvard.
Right.
Yeah, it's literally, there's 130,000 inmates in California, $75,000 a year. It's at an all-time high. So when I think of people selling drugs, like, is it really worth, like, a year at Harvard to put them there? No.
Right.
Like,
and are you going to change
really
anything?
Encourage, like, you know.
So here's what happened when the Silk Road finally went away.
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm going to talk in terms of drug usage across the country.
Oh, you're talking terms of drug use.
Yes.
I'm talking there are more online marketplaces
today
on the dark web now. There are more listings on those online marketplaces now than there were when the Silk Road was shut down.
Exactly. claims.
But the claim was we have to shut down the Silk Road, and that will just make all of the online markets go away.
Exactly, right, Daryl? That never works. When the government tells you they have to take a drastic action, violate people's civil liberties for the greater good, that means, number one, it's going to violate everybody's civil liberties, and it won't work.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. Plus, we'll actually tell you the latest on Ross Ulbricht.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll jump into this story from Reason about Ross Ulbricht here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about a site that you can go to learn all kinds of news about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency-related things. And, you know, a lot of people sort of credit the Silk Road for making Bitcoin, well, usable.
Yeah.
Because it was one of the first places that accepted cryptocurrency, and I don't think that the Silk Road or something like it would exist absent cryptocurrency, because it did allow for money to be transferred without the use of banks. But here, the new site is news.bitcoin.com. And speaking of banks, and well, not exactly a bank, Uphold, it's a company that allows for multiple currencies to be used and transacted and traded. Apparently, they are acquiring JNK Securities, and, well, they might wind up doing an ICO or trading ICOs, something along those lines. Headline on that story over at news.bitcoin.com from just a few hours ago. Again, you can find that and more over at news.bitcoin.com.
Yes, so we've been talking about Ross Ulbricht, who was alleged to be the Dread Pirate Roberts, the mastermind behind the Silk Road, and he was arrested and subsequently charged in federal court and sentenced not to 5 years, 10 years, not 20 years, not 50 years, but to two consecutive life sentences plus 40 years. So I guess that means if you survive the electric chair once, twice, then we're still going to tack 40 years onto your life sentence.
Well, luckily, they're not throwing him in any electric chair.
There
is no death penalty.
So if he lives to old age,
effective death, he's going to die in prison unless somebody gives him a pardon.
Yeah, and a lot of us had hopes that the Supreme Court would review this case. And
right, especially in light of the recent Carpenter decision that we did talk about when that came out last week, I think it was.
Yes. Yeah. Now, Carpenter was the one that discussed this was a Fourth Amendment case that talked about electronic. Right. Well, it was about electronic surveillance and whether police were required to have a warrant to use that data. And as it turns out, the Supreme Court announced this morning that it will not reconsider the conviction and life sentence without parole of Ross Ulbricht, convicted for various crimes associated with founding and operating the dark web site Silk Road. The Supreme Court typically does not explain such rejections. It's a shame they aren't required to explain themselves, because the sea change in Fourth Amendment jurisprudence the Supremes affected with last week's Carpenter decision definitely means that the way the government used warrantless searches of Ulbricht's computer use in arresting and convicting him are far less obviously legal than the Second Court of Appeals in considering Ulbricht's appeal were required to see them by pre-Carpenter precedent. That was the most awkward sentence I think I've ever read accurately.
Yes, and that was a fairly lengthy, awkwardly written sentence from Reason.
That's okay. They do it every once in a while, but they're generally pretty good. It's not the Carpenter, which was about cell phone records and not internet data, unequivocally dictates that Ulbricht should have won on appeal had the court considered his case. But the entire Fourth Amendment environment under which he was arrested and convicted is so different now that a thorough rethinking was definitely in order. The Fourth Amendment wasn't the only issue the court had opportunity to rethink with Ulbricht's case. His life sentence without parole was based on accusations he was never actually tried on, namely that he was involved in planning uncommitted murders for hire. That raises important Sixth Amendment questions that at least Justices Thomas and Gorsuch have shown past interest in rethinking if the right case came along.
Right. So let me rephrase this just a bit, and then we will get to the Discord. Part of the reason that Ross Ulbricht got such a lengthy sentence is because of an allegation that he was never actually charged with and never actually convicted of.
Right.
Plus, it's an allegation that they later found out, oh, yeah, this thing didn't even happen, but we're just going to say that we think he did the thing, and so therefore two life sentences plus 40 years. I've heard, I have no proof, but I have heard that the judge that convicted Rolf Ulbricht, I've heard that she rapes baby penguins.
Ah, that's
an impeachable offense, right?
Yes, she should be impeached. Though we don't want to have to introduce that into court or offer any proof, we'll just throw that out there.
I've heard it.
Basically what she did. And for those of you who may not be familiar with the Sixth Amendment, this is the one that guarantees you the right to a speedy and public trial. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district where the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, which brings up the question of speeding cameras and things like that, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. So that's the constitutional amendment, which gives you those things that they say when they read you your Miranda rights.
Supposedly gives you those things.
Well, let me rephrase
it. Recognizes those things.
Thank you, Daryl. And I follow
whether or not governments actually wind up abiding by what they are supposed to is a completely different question. Let's go to the Discord and we'll continue this discussion. We've got Stefan calling in as Blood Clot. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, first of all, I wanted to point out that life sentences actually are not a life sentence. I believe they have a certain amount of time. I believe it's 65 years. Second of all, I wanted to ask you a question, Daryl.
Go ahead.
Are you actually supporting anybody for chair for the National Libertarian Party?
I intend to speak on behalf of none of the above in New Orleans for chair, and I intend to also either for every other office, either vote for none of the above or Starchild just as a protest vote because I really like Starchild.
Oh, you're not going to vote for Karen Ann Harlow for secretary?
I may or may not. I might just go ahead and vote for Noda on that as well. I personally like Karen Ann Harlow's. I think she would do a good job as secretary, but I think she's got that locked up.
Oh, okay. So you don't support anybody for chair? I was just curious because I hadn't seen you put anything out in endorsement for anybody.
No, but I do intend to speak on behalf of none of the above.
I'd probably stick with Nick.
I think Nick is certainly a lot better than Josh Smith, who I had a very nasty experience with at the LPO convention. If you'd like, I could share that story.
Yeah, let's hold him over.
I'm curious. I'm curious to hear about that. I don't normally like getting into party drama.
The world revolves
especially
around.
Especially on a nationally syndicated talk radio show, but maybe it'll be interesting. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You USA Radio News.
Today, shortly before 3 p.m. Eastern Time, there was a shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland. At least five people are dead and multiple people are injured. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says things could have been a lot worse.
I want to thank the law enforcement professionals who responded. Our emergency response team they did an incredible job. They're still doing the job right now, but the fact that they responded within 60 seconds, I want to give serious praise to Anne Arundel County and the city of Annapolis.
This eyewitness told WJLA-TV what he saw from his next-door office.
The door of the Capitol Gazette had been blown to pieces. It was in shattered pieces all on the carpet. And this guy was holding what looked like a big shotgun and moving across the entrance of the Capitol Gazette office, pointing the gun deeper into the office like he was targeting people.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, what is this Discord thing?
The Discord. Discord is an app. It's a website you can go to. You can load it up. And it was originally started by gamers, so they would have a way to communicate with each other during games. But now many companies and many organizations create their own Discord servers, and Free Talk Live runs one. And you have a lot of not only text chat rooms, but voice chat rooms and messaging back and forth. And hundreds of people that follow this show have joined our Discord server. So it's been one of the more successful, I would say, social media experiments we've done around.
And that can be found at discord.lrn.fm?
I think you're right.
Discord.lrn.fm. And the aforementioned voice chat. I think you mentioned voice chat.
Yes.
Or at least I know I did in the last segment.
Yep,
voice chat is in the Discord, and we've got a caller in the Discord voice chat. Stefan calling in as Blood Clot. And when I said that, Heather made like an audible groan the first time. Why blood clot?
Why? Okay, this kinda is an interesting story. It's very short, but it was because back in May, I was taking these vitamin C supplements, but I was taking the wrong ones, and they caused my blood to get so thin that they tried to stick an IV in me, and blood like shot everywhere, and they had to give me vitamin K through an IV to actually clot the blood up.
Interesting. All righty, then.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for
so
that.
You had a story about someone running for the Libertarian Party National Party chairmanship. You had an interaction with him when he went to Ohio not too terribly long ago.
Well, what happened was we went out to a big rock festival. You may have heard of it. It's called Rock on the Range. It's a huge thing in Columbus.
Never heard of it.
He decided to come with us to get signatures. And there were these people in the parking lot that were very friendly to us. And then
I just want to make sure that people know when you say going to collect signatures, you're not finding like famous people and getting signatures so you can sell on eBay. You're trying to help get the Libertarian Party on the ballot there in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is extremely difficult here.
Yep.
But
thanks, John Kasich.
Yeah, but what ended up happening was there were these people in the parking lot. They're like, hey, y'all want some whiskey? And, you know, everybody else took it, and I didn't. And for the rest of that entire day in the parking lot when we were collecting ballot signatures, Josh Smith continually called me a slang term for a kitty cat repeatedly.
Okay. That's not nice.
And said I was a complete, you know, you're a wuss, come on, man. And later that night at the fundraiser, a lot of people were getting either stoned or drunk. I kind of think it was just a big excuse.
Were you the designated driver?
Oh, no, I don't drive. I don't believe in driver's licenses. But, and then even there, I, again, refused to drink. Everybody was taking shots, and I wasn't. And Josh kept calling me that little slang term and call me a wuss and say, well, are you even here if you're not here for a good time? And I'm thinking, is this the kind of person you want in charge of the entire party? I mean, I don't like Nicholas Sarwark, and I don't like Matt Kleinel, I think his name is. He's some communist running for the party chair. But Josh was incredibly rude to me and was one of the key people telling everybody to kick me out of the convention, which ended up happening.
Wow.
Well, it goes to show you can get libertarians to found their own political party and they can act just like Republicans and Democrats. So we got that going for us, right?
Yeah, this is the first national convention I didn't go to as a delegate since I joined the party back in 2014. So
gotcha.
And it kind of made me realize, you know, that day, you know, the Saturday when the actual nominating process took place for a lot of the elected offices, was maybe this is why we're not getting anything done. Maybe this is why the party isn't doing anything, because it's just one big excuse to have a kegger.
See, that's why I'm hoping. I know there's a lot of Bill Weld critics out there, but, you know, even if you don't like him, like, if people that just carry themselves the way he does join the party, I'll be so happy. Because we need more professionals in the party and less, like, egotistical, like, I just want to yell my opinion from a podium, people. Like,
well, then I say to that, and this is a problem that I think libertarians have always suffered with, is
lack of humility.
You need to attract those people there with the ideas. So there are, you know, I've met a lot of people
there by being respectful, not with ideas.
When you think it's the idea, you think, okay,
someone doesn't agree with my idea, that means I can be rude to them. I can be, and you know what? That's communication failure 101.
Right.
All right.
I can't go out. I couldn't even consider it. I'm not a member of the Libertarian Party, but I'm not going to join a party that is just going to go out there and look for the most electable kind of guy. I do know that the more people that understand the messages of liberty, the more people are going to come through and into that big tent. The odds of us finding somebody amongst our own who can look good, who can speak eloquently, and can appear presidential, that number grows. And it grows by leaps and bounds. Well, when you have such a small party that's sort of fractured, the people that we end up getting are the people who kind of get it right now, and then you get a couple people that are going to play the professional politician angle and say, hey, I can at least put on my resume that I was nominated to the Libertarian nominee, but I don't really buy everything that Libertarian is about. And the difference.
And I don't think we should be bringing people into the party necessarily that act like politicians, because people are tired of that nonsense.
No,
I'm not saying have everybody be like a vermin supreme, but if we could have people that can act respectable, but
it's
not necessarily
professional. It's not politicians. If you go, like, I've been going to a lot of like events here in Concord, like Concord, New Hampshire, Manchester, all the big cities and stuff like that, going to events with like local, you know, business owners and stuff like that. And like when you go there, there's just a certain level of professionalism. So it has nothing to do with politician necessarily. It's just a professionalist way to be.
Right.
And politicians tend to do that because it's a good way to be.
Sure.
But you brought up Bill Weld as an example.
Yeah, I know Bill Weld
specifically.
Yeah.
Who was chosen specifically because, hey, he's more electable. He's more like a politician.
That's not true.
People,
that's not why I chose him.
That.
That was definitely a factor.
Yeah, and I think we'll see it. And I think you looked at a Bill Weld and said, here's a guy who sounds great. He delivers most of the libertarian message, and he's got a lot of great experience. So would he not have a broader...
And he has a track record,
right,
doing good things.
Would he not have a broader appeal to more people?
Yeah, you know, people look down on his whole, like, the gun thing back, like, I don't know, back in the early 90s
the
or something.
Thing, Heather.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. If you actually look at some of the stuff, I mean, he was advocating for marriage equality and, you know, medical marijuana back in the early 90s, when no one else would touch it. I mean, he was one of the first people advocating for that in a position of authority. I mean, you can hate him on the gun thing, his view on guns, which he's come around.
Gun thing, restrictive environmental regulations to the point that he put through in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
so
he's his own person and has his own point of view based on a Harvard degree and being surrounded.
He didn't care about his job. He quit his job to climb the political ladder and be ambassador to Mexico.
Yeah.
Why is that a bad thing?
Well,
because you're not serving.
He had an opportunity. No, because he didn't do it negligently. He believed that the person that was going to take over for him, leaving behind, was going to do the job, and he thought he would better serve the community as being an ambassador to Mexico. What is the big deal about that?
I get it. I'm going to jump in
one
here.
Job and went to another.
I'm going
to
jump in here real quick, and I'm going to acknowledge both of your points. You believe he's an electable guy who has done a lot of good in the past, and Stefan disagrees with that. That's okay.
A lot of people are intimidated because Bill Weld actually has a history of working with prominent people, and I think they assume because of that he's corrupt and he's just like the rest of them. Because unless you're an unelectable anarchist libertarian that can't hold a job, then you must be a statist.
Stefan, thanks for the call.
Man.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And I want to tell you about a pillow that I'm actually going to miss over the weekend.
Why? You're not taking it with you?
No, because of luggage and room and whatnot. I don't think I'm going to have room. Even though I did buy a bigger luggage case,
right.
I'm just taking, you know, like, I want to make sure that I've got enough clothes, and I'm going to New Orleans. It's going to be really hot. I'm going to sweat. I'm going to want to change clothes.
We want you to then, too.
Yeah. So I will miss my pillow when I'm down in New Orleans over the weekend, and my pillow, it's a really good pillow because it's designed to help me get a good night's sleep. It's designed to keep my head in the proper position, keep my neck and back aligned. And you, too, can try your very own MyPillow, and you can try it risk-free for 60 days. So you really have nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com. Get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you also get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. And remember, if for some reason you don't like your MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a full refund. MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. So, Chris, let's jump back into this article here from Reason.com about the unfortunate news for Ross Ulbricht, his legal team, and especially his family.
Well,
that came out earlier today.
Yeah, and I think this is a sad day for citizens who could have, like, a good ruling in a Ulbricht case could have protected a lot of people from an overreaching federal government. But that did not happen, so we've talked a little bit about how the Supreme Court has decided not to rehear the conviction and life sentence of Ross Ulbricht.
And again, the Supreme Court, as the article points out, typically does not explain why they choose not to hear a case.
Right. And there was another court case, another Supreme Court case that got decided, or a decision, not a decision, but an opinion was handed down recently, which was the Carpenter case, which basically said that, no, if law enforcement or the government in any way is going to use your location data, even if it was provided to them by a third party like your cell phone company, you still have a reasonable expectation of privacy. In other words, the federal government, or I should say, federal governments can't just compel any cell phone company to turn over records to them without some kind of a warrant, which means they've gone before a judge.
Correct.
And they presented some evidence that indicates that you've actually performed a crime.
Or that they have reason to believe that you performed
right.
a crime, not just, hey, we're doing an investigation and we think that you might have some evidence that will help us out, so just give us like every piece of paper that you've ever even looked at, ever.
Right. So the Carpenter decision will have dramatic repercussions, I think, over a long time. And this Supreme Court, I will say, seems to be eager to jump on Fourth Amendment cases and seems to be finding them in a more liberty-minded fashion.
Yes.
But I'm going to continue on with this story. Ulbricht's lawyer, Canon Shanmugam, wrote in an earlier memo to Amici in the case for the actual crimes he was convicted on. Quote, Ulbricht's sentencing guidelines range would have resulted in a recommended sentence of, at most, 30 years in prison, unquote. Despite the manifest injustice of sentencing based on crimes never proven in court, quote, the court has previously declined to grant certiorari on petitions presented presenting this question, unquote, of sentences based on unadjudicated accusations.
Right, and again, let's point out here that the lawyer is saying, hey, if you went by the actual sentencing guidelines,
right,
then Ross Ulbricht should have gotten 30 years in prison.
Yeah, not that he should have been free, not that he should have it should have been dismissed if you just followed your guidelines.
Instead, Ross Ulbricht was given two life sentences plus 40 years.
Right.
Which is a lot more than 30 years in prison.
Right, it is.
And again, they based part of this off of some unproven, uncharged, or unfiled charges, meaning that they just sent some stuff, and the judge was like, oh, well, that's really bad. We're adding extra time. Even if he was convicted of that crime, the sentence for that crime was 10 years.
Right.
Meaning that based on their own rules, the maximum that he should have gotten was 40 years. Instead, he got two life sentences plus 40 years.
Yeah, it's insane, and I hope that we continue to see more challenges against us, because it was a horrendous decision by that judge. As the cert petition for Ulbricht explains, it's hard to imagine a better example of the consequences of runaway judicial fact-finding than this case. Petitioner, a young man with no criminal history, was sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole for drug crimes that do not ordinarily carry that sentence, based substantially on numerous factual findings made by the sentencing judge by a preponderance of the evidence.
So, in criminal cases, you are supposed to be found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right.
That means that there's absolutely no doubt at all as to whether or not the person did the thing.
Right.
Preponderance of evidence is, well, there's enough evidence to suggest that the person may have done the thing.
Yeah, so she ruled based on a preponderance of evidence, and that is incorrect.
So if
she
I were to allege, not that eating a roast beef sandwich is illegal, but if I were to allege, Chris, that you ate a roast beef sandwich, and then I asked you a series of questions of where did you go for lunch today?
Right.
Well, where did you go for lunch today?
Taco Bell.
Is there a place that sells roast beef within a mile of Taco Bell?
Yes, there is, Daryl.
So it's very possible that you could have made a sandwich before or after going to Taco Bell, correct?
I guess, sure.
So therefore, you are guilty of eating a roast beef sandwich because there's enough, you know, like, you can put things together.
Dude, that is so weird.
Daryl's framing me. He's like, framing me. I didn't eat the roast beef sandwich, Daryl, damn it.
Dude, I...
So you say.
No, listen to this, guys. I'm not even joking. Today was the first day I've ever eaten a roast beef sandwich for lunch.
So Heather pled guilty to eating the roast beef sandwich.
See, I'm off.
Even though...
She did it.
No, no, no. We've already convicted you. Double jeopardy.
Right.
Something. So now you have to beg the court for leniency and use her confession, but then she goes to court and winds up denying her confession.
There we go. I wanted to buy lunch, and they were left over from an event, so I was like, sure, I'll take them. I hate roast beef, but I didn't want to pay for lunch.
It's only a couple weeks old. Most reasonable people would agree judges shouldn't hand down sentences for crimes never proven in court.
I do think that most reasonable people would agree that, yes.
Yes. It's a question that, in addition to the very important Fourth Amendment implications, make Ulbricht's case one urgently requiring rethinking. Unfortunately, and for reasons unknown, the Supreme Court did not agree. Ulbricht's mother, Lynn, has been a tireless crusader explaining the injustices involving the investigation and sentencing of her son. In a written statement this morning, she says this is devastating news for Ross and our family. She goes on to explain why even Americans who might have no particular sympathy for her or her son personally should also be discouraged. The court's declining to reconsider his case is, quote, also a blow to privacy rights and protections. While the Carpenter decision establishes that the government must obtain a warrant to search our cell phone records, Ross's case is much more far-reaching. With this denial of certiorari and its arguments, the court continues to permit government to secretly track our internet browsing history and activity with no warrant, oversight, or probable cause. Lost my spot there.
I've got it in front of me. I can finish reading.
Oversight
here.
Or probable cause, internet activity often offers up a wide range of personal and relevant information, including religious and political affiliations, sexual orientation and activity, medical information, apps, etc. Surely it is in the spirit of the Fourth Amendment that obtaining and using this information, at the least, should require a warrant. Today's order puts all our privacy in peril and bolsters the surveillance state.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was.
Sadly,
so,
it does.
Yeah. But, again, hopefully some case will bring these issues before the court yet again, and we can only hope that they see fit to take a look.
Hopefully. I'm definitely not holding my breath on this. I think at this point the best-case scenario is a pardon or some form of clemency. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.